We must understand and end the human rights disaster that is occurring in occupied Palestine, and one way we can do that is by listening to voices that we would never hear otherwise. To hear Palestinian voices that go unheard in the corporate and state media, tune into this radio station every week. This is Kristen S. reporting from occupied Palestine. Last night, Israeli soldiers invaded Gaza City, destroying a house in the residential neighborhood next to a friend's house. It's unusual for the Israeli military to come into Gaza City by land. Usually they just shoot missiles from Apache helicopters, as they also did last night. It is common for Israeli soldiers to invade by land into the rest of the Gaza Strip, as they did in Khan Yunis in the south last week. 70 Israeli tanks plowed through the main streets of the town, destroying auto body repair shops and targeting other industry. This is a common practice, to destroy the infrastructure and livelihood of the Palestinian people, rendering them even more desperate. Targeted shootings are also common. When Israeli soldiers shoot Palestinians, they often do not shoot to kill, but rather to maim. This was the case in Bethlehem in a refugee camp when Israeli soldiers shot children who threw stones at their heavily armored invading jeeps and tanks. One boy who was just 10 years old was targeted in the lower leg. Another teenager was targeted in the upper leg. Neither will properly walk again. One boy was killed outright. As Israelis enjoy the luxury of elections, Palestinians remain under curfew throughout the West Bank, rendering holding their own elections or any semblance of a comfortable life impossible. Last night, Israeli soldiers invaded Bethlehem, abducting 10 Palestinians, adding them to the over 8,000 Palestinian political prisoners held captive in Israeli prisons. The night was terrifying for residents. As one refugee camp was sleeping, Israeli jeeps and soldiers entered, pounding on doors and shouting. They searched homes and forced families to stand outside. This is under the auspices of looking for those who the Israeli government says are wanted, those involved in resisting the invading Israeli military. A woman could not take her baby to the hospital because the Israeli military government is holding Palestinians hostage in their own homes, under curfew, only sometimes granting permission to Palestinians in the West Bank to step into their own streets. One West Bank Palestinian suffering under occupation is joining us to talk about the situation.
الحقيقة أن الوضع الفلسطيني متدهور جدا في المدن الفلسطينية وخاصة في مدينة بيت لحم. مدينة بيت لحم هي المدينة الأولى لدى المسيحيين المقدسة في العالم، وبيت لحم كما تعرفون أن المدينة تعتمد على قطاع السياحة بالدرجة الأولى. والحقيقة أن في هذه الأيام معظم أعياد المسيحيين مضت في هذه الأيام حزينة دون أي شعائر احتفالات وخفف على الشعائر الدينية. أما الوضع الأمني والاجتماعي في المحافظة بشكل عام في بيت لحم متدهور جدا نتيجة وجود الاحتلال ومنع التجول الدائم، ولكن أحيانا يرفع جنود الاحتلال منع التجول لساعات محددة. هذا الأمر الذي يجعل جميع الناس خاصة في الليل والأطفال لا يقدروا أن يصلوا المستشفيات ولا العيادات الطبية نتيجة منع التجول الليلي، ولا يمكن لأحد أن يتجول في هذه المدينة. قبل أسبوعين تقريبا كان هناك في شهيد في مخيم عايدة، هو طفل عمره 18 سنة واثنين تصابوا معه، واحد عمره 10 سنين والثاني كان عمره 16 سنة. في الحقيقة أن هذول الأطفال كانوا يلعبوا في المخيم في أحد الحارات لأن ما في أي مكان يلعبوا فيه. نتيجة لهذه الظروف قام جند الاحتلال بإطلاق النار عليهم عشوائيا وتصاب هذول الشخصين وكان هناك في شهيد. واختصر هذا الوضع على مخيم عايدة وعلى جميع المخيمات وعلى كل منطقة في بيت لحم. كثير في عائلات كثيرة طبعا متداهم ليليا من قوات الاحتلال والاعتقالات بشكل عشوائي، والجيش كان يعني في الليالي اللي فاتت اعتقل مجموعة من الشباب، تقريبا مجموع العائل المساجين في منطقة بيت لحم أكثر من 800 معتقل. هذول 800 لا فيش حدا من أهلهم بيقدر يزورهم إلا باستثناء المحامين، طبعا المحامين اللي بيقدروا أنهم يزوروها في السجون الإسرائيلية. الوضع كثير صعب نتيجة الاحتلال في بيت لحم بالدرجة الأولى. I want to say in English The situation here is in Bethlehem, it's so bad because the Israelis occupied all Bethlehem, and Bethlehem is the first city for all the Christians in the world, and it's a lot of problems happening because the soldier is here. Especially last night, the Israelis came to camps, and they arrested 14 people, and at now it's more 800 people is in the Israeli jail. Nobody can visit him, and nobody can show him, and just sometimes they are calling because nobody can visit him at now. And especially in Aida camp, it was before 2 weeks ago, it was two Palestinian children injured, and one is dead. And it's nobody can now. It's it can't think about tomorrow because every time it's the Israelis curfew, and nobody can think about tomorrow, especially the student in your university and the school. And it's more 10,000 people. It's from high school here in Bethlehem, and they can't go to the school, and they want to do something, and nobody can do anything. And the situation is so bad because the jib and the tank is moving every night, and especially the children, they can't take him to hospitals.
Are you able to work here? Can anyone hold a job or earn any money in the West Bank under curfew?
No, it's no Palestinian can have money because it's curfew and nobody has a job. And especially Bethlehem, it's every time it's work about foreigners. They came and they came by things, and the area is closed. They don't give the foreigners to come to Bethlehem.
Thank you for speaking with us from Bethlehem's Ada refugee camp. Reporting from Occupied Palestine, I'm Kristen S.